3 weeks after protests erupted in Egypt, we're still concerned over the whereabouts of dozens of missing protesters. Some were arrested, others simply vanished. Last week, several hundred were released, but our correspondent Paul Adams has been to visit one family in Cairo, and they're still waiting for news.
It's been almost 3 weeks since Ziad Bakir disappeared. For his family, long, anxious days of waiting and wondering.
We were making some round trip about all the hospitals of Cairo and also all the morgues of Cairo to see if he's there.
Ziad is a graphic designer with the Cairo Opera, an artist with little interest in politics, but conscious in January that something important was happening. His sister, abroad at the time, suggested he should go and find out.
Once I was like telling him, are you going to participate in the 28th of demonstrations? And he was like hesitating, oh, shall I do this? Like he was like not really caring about that. And then I have a little bit of an idem of
guilt feeling
that maybe I encouraged him to join the demonstration or something.
Ziad Bakir came here to the mosque on the edge of Tahrir Square on Friday, January the 28th. He came with a friend. The square was jam-packed with demonstrators, and it was the day they were attacked by supporters of President Mubarak. His friend left him for a couple of minutes right here, and when he came back, Ziad was gone. The end of January was chaotic, the police overwhelmed and lashing out, plainclothed officers and pro-Mubarak supporters hitting back. Hundreds were arrested.
Ziad Mohammed Saleh Bakir, missing Cairo. 28 January, and this...
Activists are still trying to keep track of the aftermath, hampered by a total lack of information from the military. At the Hisham Mubarak Law Center, Ahmed Rageb says the new authorities have to come clean.
I think it's one of rule for human rights. The government have to show how many people in the camps in Egypt and why these people in this camp.
It's a worry echoed by international organizations. With the army now in charge, says Tom Porteous of Human Rights Watch, there are real concerns that old regime habits remain very much alive.
It's very important that now that the army is actually in charge of Egypt, that they respond to one of the major demands of the protesters, which is that there is a complete break with the repressive era of the Mubarak regime.
He was much appreciated with those people of the Opera House.
At the Bakir family home, his parents and sister proudly show me examples of Ziad's work, pictures of his three young children, and a clip of a television interview. Miret says she'd love to be able to speak directly to someone in authority.
Why didn't you release all the detainees until now? What are you waiting for? And why didn't you even tell us or tell his family that he is detained? Just to know.
But for all the nagging fear of the past 3 weeks, Mohammed chooses to be hopeful.
Putting aside the situation of my son, he will return back, I'm sure. But looking forward for the future of this country, it is democracy, democracy, democracy.
That's the BBC's Paul Adams reporting from Cairo.